Chapter 18. Kellen. The next couple of days proved no more fruitful than the previous. Kellen would escort the watch through the surrounding countryside while they scoured for wielders. But other than the occasional farmhouse or valley cottage, the majority of their time was spent navigating the forest and enjoying the scenery. Kellen had managed to lead them across a rather large swath of the encroaching forest without so much as a flicker of magic insight.
"I'm starting to believe this part of the world is so secluded that even the Vanae won't come here," Hatch remarked as they rode back through the barracks gates empty-handed once again. "I believe your services will no longer be required, Master Huntsman."
Hatch swung off his horse, something Kellen would have thought to be more difficult than it appeared, what with the captain's long white cape hanging down across the back of his painted stallion.
"We will be heading south tomorrow, into Briston."
Kellen offered Hatch a polite bow.
"I'm glad to have been of service, Captain. If there's anything else you might..."
Kellen didn't have a chance to finish his sentence when a bell rang out from somewhere within the thick stone walls of the barracks' main building. A white-clad figure burst from one of the far structures. Their hood was raised and face covered. The uncharacteristically small guard glanced in his direction, and then at the white riders who were now fully dismounted and standing on the porch. The robed individual sprinted for the north gate.
"Who was that?"
Hatch hollered as he ran in the direction of the building the cloaked figure had just exited.
"That building holds the cells. Check on the prisoner. Hurry!"
Two of his guards drew their swords and charged into the building. Kellen dismounted and headed in their direction. He glanced over his shoulder as the runner exited the north gate. "Run, Selina. Run!"
"Everything all right, Captain?"
Kellen asked with feigned concern as he watched two of Hatch's men emerge from the building.
"That was the prisoner, sir. Sorin, Jalen, and Heglith are lying unconscious on the floor, and her ropes look like they just fell off, sir. It must have been her magic." "Leave them where they are," Hatch bellowed, his eyes burning with anger. "The rest of you, follow me."
Hatch turned around and called over his shoulder.
"Huntsman, we might have need of your services. Bring your bow."
"Yes, sir."
Kellen ran back to his horse and retrieved his bow and quiver before rushing to catch up. Kellen reached the south gate in time to see Selina darting down a back alley, three or four streets up, heading east in the direction of River Street.
"This way," Hatch motioned, charging down an adjacent lane. "We'll head her off."
Kellen offered a silent prayer for Selina to reach the dockworks in time. He followed the captain and his men down another side street, parallel to the route Selina had just taken. They followed the avenue till it ended at an intersecting alley, which they took left and then cut back right again down the first adjoining street. The passageway angled them back to the main thoroughfare leading toward the shopping district. Kellen, with his long legs, caught up with the captain as they tore out of the side alley and onto River Street, just a few shops down from Mazard's Chandlery. He glanced to the left, catching a glimpse of Selina sprinting down the opposite side of the street and into a dark alley at the corner of Orland's Apothecary. Kellen followed the captain as he cut across the street, dodging horses and small carriages as they ran toward the alley's entrance. Shoppers hurriedly scattered to make room for the white-robed figures with their swords drawn.
"Father!"
Kellen stopped at the sound of his name and turned. Ty was coming out of Reloria's sweet shop a few doors down with a small bag of something in one hand. His youngest son started in his direction.
"No, go home, Ty."
With his bow still firmly gripped in one hand, Kellen turned back around and ran. He spared one more glance over his shoulder. Ty was still moving in his direction.
"Go home!"
Kellen didn't have time to wait around and see if his son would obey or not, but knowing Ty, Kellen said a quick prayer of intercession just in case. Ty was a good boy, But his curiosity sometimes got the better of him. He hoped this wasn't one of those times. The quiver of arrows bounced against his back as he ran to catch up. He followed the men down another small cobbled lane, which was masked in darkness by the three-story buildings rising to either side, keeping the early evening sun from shining through. Hatch picked up speed at the sight of Selina ahead. Kellen could see she was struggling to maintain her pace. Her arms and legs flailed around in the large white trousers and tunic. He was afraid she was going to lose balance at any moment and go tumbling. Miraculously, the young woman managed to keep her feet, as wobbly as they were. He suddenly had a sense of déjà vu. This wasn't the first time he'd been involved in trying to rescue Selina from the clutches of the Black Watch. The last time Kellen had managed to spirit her away, she had disregarded his warning and managed to get herself re-caught. He had thought she'd been taken to the White Tower already. He was happy to be wrong, even happier at another chance to try to save the young woman's life. Hopefully, this time, things would work out differently. Kellen watched as Selina burst from the head of the alley and onto Linden. Pausing to catch her breath, she glanced back over her shoulder. "Run, you silly woman, run!" She had just managed to turn when a lantern, hanging from one of the walls in the alley, exploded. The flames ignited a stack of crates which had been spread conveniently across the roadway. It completely barred their passage. Hatch shouted in anger as he came to an abrupt halt, his men stumbling into him as he pulled back from the blaze. Kellen held his hand in front of his face to buffer the heat.
"It's the Dark One's own fire," one of the men bellowed. "She's going to roast us alive." "Pull yourselves together, you spineless dogs," Hatch roared, "or I'll give you something to really fear."
Kellen could barely see Selina through the smoke as she crossed Linden and headed east on Bulmar.
"She's making for the river."
Hatch spun around and pointed to his left.
"Down there."
The running started once again, back the way they had come. This time, the captain took them left, down another narrow street, where they dodged half-empty boxes and barrels of litter as they cut across to a parallel road. Eventually, they made it back around to Linden. Passing by the blaze of rubble in the next alley up, they crossed the road and continued after Selina. Bulmar ended at the edge of Veldon's Dockworks. In the distance, Kellen could see Selina making her way down the wagon trail toward the three wooden piers below.
"Hurry! We can't let her reach the water!"
Hatch bellowed, motioning for his men to follow. Kellen slowed so as not to outrun Hatch. The captain's breath was coming in large gulps, attributed to his having spent most of his time in the saddle, no doubt. After the incident with the alley fire, the captain was clearly on his guard. He slowed his pace as they approached the open loading bay in front of the piers.
"Careful," Hatch cautioned, raising an arm to warn the men behind him. "They say an animal is most fierce when cornered."
Hatch cast a wary look at Kellen.
"Have your bow ready, huntsman, in case we need it."
Kellen threaded a shaft onto the string. Selina was standing on the far end of the pier, watching to see what they were going to do as they approached the front end of the docks. She kept looking to the water, as if judging whether or not to leap in. "Don't do it." The men cautiously stepped onto the wood-slatted platform and scanned the surrounding water as they edged their way forward.
"Stop!"
Hatch brought them to a halt with a wave of his hand.
"Watch that noise!"
He was looking out over the water. The others followed his gaze across the wide expanse of the East River and watched as waves began surging toward the piers. A heavy gust of cold wind hit the men, and they nearly lost their balance, scrambling for something to hold on to. The force of it pushed them backwards, practically knocking them off their feet. Kellen held his hands in front of his eyes to shield himself from the torrential wind. He watched as Selina stood there with her arms stretched out in front of her. Her mouth was moving, but they couldn't hear anything over the gusts of wind. A hand grabbed hold of his shoulder.
"She's conjuring a whirlwind," Hatch shouted. "Shoot her before she destroys us all." "I'm only here as a guide," Kellen hollered above the noise of the storm. "No one said anything about shooting unarmed women."
"Are you blind? She's a wielder, and she's going to kill us all. Now shoot her. That's an order."
"Father, don't."
Behind them, Ty came running out of the storm like a spectre, causing more than a few of the guards to jump in fear, nearly swinging their swords at him out of a sheer panic. Kellen could feel the blood rising to his head. Of all the times to pick to disobey, this was the worst. Ty's insatiable need to always know what was going on was about to get them both killed. Ty moved between Kellen and the pier.
"You can't kill her!"
His eyes were steady and hard, his blonde hair whipping across his face. Hatch didn't hesitate. He reached over and grabbed Ty by the scruff of his tunic, whipping out his knife as he placed the blade against Ty's neck, drawing blood.
"You shoot her, huntsman, or I kill the boy!"
Hatch hollered over the prevailing wind. His eyes were seething with anger and desperation. Kellen could have been blind and still have seen there was no subterfuge behind Hatch's threat. It was as open and unveiled as it could have possibly been. The Black Watch captain was going to kill Ty if Kellen didn't do something, and quick. Kellen turned back around, his arrow knocked, and glanced in Selina's direction. Her arms were still waving. Drawing back his pull, he hesitated.
"Father, no!"
"Shut your mouth, boy!"
Hatch took a couple of steps forward, giving Kellen a clear view of his son's face with the dagger pressed against his neck. Ty had tears rolling down his cheeks. He kept shaking his head back and forth, urging Kellen not to do it. By then, the water was covering the majority of the pier.
"I said shoot her, or I slit your boy's throat right here and toss his rotting corpse into the river."
Kellen looked back down the dock at his target.
"Creator, forgive me," he said, as he released the string.
"No!"
he heard Ty yell as the arrow flew from his bow. Everything went deathly still. The wind and the waves evaporated into thin air, as if nothing had ever happened. On the end of the dock, Kellen and the others watched as Selina, with a look of both shock and horror on her face, glanced down at the large shaft protruding from her upper chest. Her body went limp, and her eyes closed as she fell backwards into the chilly waters below. Kellen was the first to reach the end of the pier. He watched as her body was pulled beneath the rolling water. A few bubbles made their way to the surface, and then there was nothing.
"The Arch-Chancellor isn't going to be happy with us losing such a powerful wielder,"
Hatch grunted as he took a deep breath. One of the guards stepped forward to take a look.
"At least she can't do any more damage."
Hatch watched the water lap against the pier's footings.
"True," he said, before releasing Ty back to Kellen. "An excellent shot, huntsman. My compliments."
Kellen and Ty watched as the captain and his men made their way back down the pier, their boots shuffling on the loose boards as they went.
"I can't believe you killed her!"
Kellen took a moment to steady himself as he leaned against one of the pier's braces. His heart pounded from what he had just been forced to do. Apart from the maelstrom of nerves rolling around inside, he wasn't sure he knew how to respond to his son's obvious disappointment in him.
"I'm sorry, Ty. I didn't have a choice. They would have killed you if I hadn't."
He watched as Ty stood there, staring at the empty space on the dock where Selina had been standing just moments earlier. He tried putting his arm around his son, but Ty shrugged it off. Kellen took a deep breath.
I believe it's time I introduced you to some people.
Ty lifted his head. Who?